Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call, and we're glad to have you aboard tonight. Praise Yahweh. This is the second in the series that we're doing on the divine revelation of who is Joseph, Ephraim, and who is Judah. In other words, who is the birthright people. And we believe that the birthright people are the ones that are entitled to the privileges of being the ones that are chosen by Yahweh through divine grace. So in Genesis chapter 49, we left off reading as we were reading verse 10 in the scriptures, and we were looking at certain of the scriptures which gives us indication that there is something wrong in the translations of the Bible. Now, we're looking for those who are responsible for altering, if you will, changing the text. Now, here we go. In the 10th verse, remember, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. Until is the key. Now, make your mark. If you are studying with us tonight, we're going to open up a revelation to you that may be perhaps that this would be the first time that this revelation has been brought forth. Now, what we're doing is we are trailblazing, if you will, into areas where other preachers or other revelators have not gone. Now, the reason is obvious. This is not popular. It doesn't pay at the bail box, if you will, in the payment department. But we're not interested in the filthy lucre of the land. We're interested in truth for the house of Israel. And if we have to suffer to get truth to you, so be it. We're willing to suffer the price of the ransom for the crown that is laid up for them in love and serving. Now, the scepter shall not depart until. Now, there is a word in the Bible, the word that we're looking for here tonight, is the word prevail. Now, the word prevail gives the distinction of Judah as he is going to prevail over his brethren. Prevail means that he would be the one that the rest of the brothers were looking up to as he took authority after the departure of Joseph from the tribe. Joseph was always the dreamer. Joseph was always the spirit leader. Joseph was always having revelations from the heavens and from the divine presence of Yahweh. Now, Judah was jealous and envious, and he conspired along with the other nine brothers to sell Joseph into slavery. Praise Yahweh. So let's look at the scriptures who are going there from that particular verse of scripture. And if you're keeping notes, we want you to go with us over to the book of 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, and we're going to verse 1 and 2. Then we're going into the New Testament, and there I'm going to show you, I believe, that you'll see things tonight in this revelation that you possibly haven't seen before in all your life. I don't know if you are a serious Bible reader, studier, if you will, is a better word. The Bible said to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now let's go to Reuben's family record in 1 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 8. I'm sorry, verse 1. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn. But forasmuch as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph. Now, we're talking about the offspring sons of Joseph. The birthright was given to Ephraim, the younger of the two sons of Joseph. Thus, we have the adventures of the crossed hands, where we get what we call the flag of St. Andrews, which later was the inspiration for the Confederate flag of the crossed stars and bars, and the 13 stars indicating that it was for the 13 tribes of Israel. Now, particularly, pay a close attention to verse 2. For Judah prevailed above his brethren. Now, does that sound like that he was divinely given this scepter? That most people say that Judah had the scepter. Is there something that belonged to him, or is it something that he prevailed and took because he used his authority, his greatness, if you will, among the tribes? The other tribes looked up to him, especially after the departure of Joseph. He prevailed above his brethren. And of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. Now, my question to you, as I believe we've had a little doctrine of the Bible in certain places here, and the genealogy as reckoned were in the scriptures changed accordingly. Now, for that information, now remember, if you are studying with Pastor Buddy, you're going to have your eyes open for the first time in something that will be very, very valuable to you in solving the riddle or the mystery of overcoming the line of Judah. You say, well, what does that mean, Pastor Buddy? Well, if you go into Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, there is a scripture there, again, that is mistranslated in the English language Bibles from the original Greek. And you say, oh, they wouldn't dare to make a mistake, Pastor Buddy. And everything that we've got coming down to us is correct because it's the Word of God. Well, now, the Bible does say that the prophets that spake as they were moved on by the Holy Spirit, and a book of remembrance was written. But the Bible, the same Bible now, also tells us that we are to beware of those that would add to or take from. Now, who's it talking about? Obviously, it has the ones that are responsible to see that the Bibles are translated correctly from one language to another, or the scribes as they compile the various texts that we have today. We believe that there has been major, major playing on the field of the text of the Word of Yahweh, that major changes have been taken place, and Christ himself warned us and said, beware of the scribes. He also warned us in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, as I've already addressed, that beware of them that would add to or take from the holy text. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 2, and let me give you the English King James Bible. We use this. We do not use the name of Jesus, but for your sake, I will use it as it is written in the text so that I may not confuse you with any other name. Since you are used to this name, I will quote it verbatim as it is read in the English text. We are in the 2nd chapter, verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Now, here is where that everybody that reads the Bible, and rightly so, I don't take issue with those that believe that Jesus was born in Judea, because that's what the scriptures, as they believe, that they have read the correct version. But ladies and gentlemen, hidden within this very text is deception. That didn't happen, according to the prophetic utterance of the old prophets. Jesus was not to be born in Bethlehem, Judea. Then you say, oh my, Pastor Buddy, if that's true, then who's changed the text? Well, that is a logical, obvious question, and we intend to prove how the deception, or, now, you say, well, could there possibly be an error here? Well, we think in some places that that's possible, but as we were indicated in Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, it doesn't say the English text is misquoted, and we're talking about a major misappropriation of proper wording in the text, and it looks like to me that this is so obvious, that it is so blatant, that it is by grand design or deception. Somebody didn't want you to know that you, I'm talking about you as an individual, those that are on the pursuit of truth, I gave you the ones that I believe last night that we're teaching to tonight, and we're in a Bible study. If I had my little flock that listened to me on Truth Radio, and we're growing every day. People are joining us every day. They're getting the message. They say, Pastor Buddy, we believe that you're just a little bit different, cut out a little bit different cloth, but because you don't compromise. Well, to compromise with truth and value destroys my own integrity. Now, if I was to sit back and know things in the Bible where people have tampered themselves, then I should expose their integrity as deception and evil. And I'm not afraid to do that. I'm also not afraid to preach this gospel 24/7 publicly on worldwide radio, and I don't fear those that would like to come against me. And I know there's a lot of wolves out there, scratching in the grass like a big junkyard dog, telling me how tough they are. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're not tough unless you get on here and get into the ring and see how tough you are in this doctrine. We'll show you that there are things that have been hid even possibly from your own eyes, and we are tonight digging into truth, and we're groundbreaking in things that have never been exposed on national radio. We're going in there for one purpose, and that is we're going to tell you that someone has stolen the scepter and the birthright right out from under the nose of the sleeping Israelites, and we were not aware. And now the Jews, they have the sympathy of the world just by this one scripture here, that Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Now, this is supposedly to be the same town, if you will, that Rachel died in. This is the same town in Bethlehem, Judea, present-day Israel, where they say the town of Bethlehem, Judea is. And we're not going to dispute that because we believe that it is where they say it is. The only problem, it don't say that Christ was born in Bethlehem, Judea, in truth. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I can read. Glory to God, I've got you there, honey. It reads that he was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Yes, I just read it here. But I'm telling you, somebody has altered, doctored, changed, or corrupted the text, and it doesn't agree with the old parchment of the revelation of the prophets that prophesied that Christ was to be born in a place it identifies precisely where Christ was to be born. And it is not, let me repeat this, it is not in Bethlehem, Judea. Something has cross-switched here. Now, who are we going to believe? Christ said, beware of the scribes. Scribes were those that penned or rewrote or copied the scriptures from one scroll or from one roll to the other. Christ didn't respect them. He spoke out against them. And it's obviously the reason why that they had doctored, altered the text. Now, I've said this before many times. Catch me, if you will, in this, in my meaning. When Christ was 12 years old, he was in the temple teaching the scribes and the Pharisees. And they were amazed at his learning. Now, most people's mind goes into neutral. They put their brain in park and are disarmed by the thought process of the carnal, thinking, well, my, this is a 12-year-old lad, and they were marveling at his ability to read. That ain't what they marveled at. Any 12-year-old child that can't read would be considered today stupid. or illiterate. But the fact is, Christ was telling them where they had altered the text concerning the prophecies of Christ, and they were amazed. And here's Pastor Buddy, I'm on national radio telling you where they've altered the text, and we are taking on all comers. We have those that call us and say, Pastor Buddy, I would like to take issue. And before we get off the phone, 99% of them are convinced that there's something wrong with the text that Pastor Buddy is trying to reveal to them, that it has been altered or changed. Now, quickly, if you will, if you're using... Now, don't be afraid to write in your Bible. Now, listen, I've wore out several Bibles, and I'm not ashamed of it. Matter of fact, my Bible looks like it's been through World War III that is coming up already. Pages tore, notes all scribbled all over it, lines drawn from one side of a page to the other, and I've got highlight, ink, smears and everything else in my Bible. Praise Yahweh. Don't be afraid to work in this text. Get in there. Make yourself notes. Study to yourself to be approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now, if you are keeping a text account, go from number one of Matthew chapter 2, that is verse 1, draw you a line down to verse 6. Then draw you a cross line over to Matthew, which is on the same page in my Bible, over to Matthew 1, verse 20. Now we're getting somewhere. Now let's compare verse 2 to verse 6. Does it add up? No, it does not. Now, let me repeat this. Does it jive with verse 1? Does verse 1 and verse 6 say the same thing? Certainly not. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I didn't really know that. Why don't he? It says, now, and we are now quoting prophecy. And who is it that is quoting this prophecy? Well, let's read verse 4. And when he had gathered, now we're talking about Herod, the king, the Edomite Jew, if you will. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a document that you need to obtain about these very things. Now, I don't put everything in this document, and we withhold some of the valuable information. Matter of fact, what I'm teaching you tonight in these two verses of Scripture is not in the document. Why do we leave certain things out? Because we don't play our hand. We keep it close to our vest. We give enough evidence to support the theories to convince you, and then we withhold enough to stop the mouth of the gainsayers and them that would come against the text that we quoted. We have other scriptures that we know where we don't have to hunt for it, by the way. We don't keep notes. Pastor Buddy sitting right here tonight on the subject without one note written down. Now, that's not to say that I'm the smartest man in town. It's just that I've done my homework. I don't apologize for doing my homework. When I came out here, the Bible told me that if I didn't do my homework and know what I'm talking about, the wolves would eat my lunch. Well, I'm like the old junkyard dog. When you put lunch on the table, I'm here to guard it. And I'm not going to let any of the fowl have one bite of the precious word of Yahweh. Now, if you will, again, look, study with me. Let's take our time. Let me drill it into your mind in verse 6. Look at the emphasis on verse 6. But I want you to call your attention back to verse 4. And when he had gathered, this is Herod, the chief priests, the scribes, and the people together, the big shots, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Well, why would it be any question? Shouldn't it be recognized in the old parchment that the king, where it was written where, yeah, exactly where he would come from? Now, why is it that these Edomite Jews, these cross bloodline serpents of Judah and Shua the Canaanite, they had worked their way up those chain of ladder and they had taken over the Sanhedrin court, if you will. We're talking about Edomite Jews. These are those that are half of Abraham's blood and half of a Canaanite, or at least a third of the Canaanite, as the male contributes more blood than doeth the female. Well, look at the texture. It is the scribes and the Pharisees, the chief priest. They are gathered together. Now we've got them bunched up here. Now we know who's doing the talking. And they said unto him, listen what they said. They're liars. Ladies and gentlemen, don't trust an Edomite Jew. If he's got any Canaanite blood in his veins, he'll lie to you in a heartbeat. Matter of fact, he loves a lie, he preaches a lie, he is a lie, and the only thing that you'll get from him is a lie. Oh, he's convincing. Yeah, the whole world has been turned upside down with this tradition through these verses here, that they don't take time to investigate and to do their detective work. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I don't take nothing for granted. I turn over every stone. I've read the Bible backwards several times just to see if I missed anything. And like I say, I've done my time. I've paid my dues. I'm a 42-year minister. I've got a head of hair that is as hoary as you've ever seen. That means gray in the Hebrew. I have a head full of gray hair from searching and trying to understand these things that are hidden in the text. And I have uncovered a master deception piece here between verse 1 and verse 6. There's deception here. I don't know whether you can see it or not, but there is. Well, now let's prove that there's deception. Verse 5, and they said, who said? The chief priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees said that he would be born in Bethlehem of Judea, as it is written by the prophets. Now, my challenge to you is this. Where in the Bible of the old parchment it is written that Christ would be born in Bethlehem, Judea? Oh, my. Well, we're down at the bottom of that. We're going to come back, and I'm going to show you, ladies and gentlemen, as we take you back into the old parchment after the fact, we'll show you the deception of verse 1, Matthew, verse 6. Stay with me, come back, and call a friend while we're off, and we'll be right back. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, so far, so good, nothing wrong here, correct? Art thou not least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor, and they shall rule my people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this verse in verse 6 here is plumb out of text. Taken plumb out of context, it's been doctored, altered, and changed conveniently to prove that Christ, the Messiah, would come out of the birthright territory of Judah rather than out of the birthright territory of Ephraim, who was the true birthright inheritor. And as it is prophesied in Genesis chapter 49, verse 24, the stone shepherd would come out of Ephraim, Joseph. But here, the obvious answer is to the question somebody has doctored. Duh. Guess who? Well, if you were trying to steal something and you was going to get benefits, immense benefits, you were going to get foreign aid because you have convinced the world that you are God's chosen people, that you're going to get world sympathy because you are chosen people, when you're going to be given presents because you're God's chosen people, when you're set up on a pedestal and bowed to as God's chosen people, wouldn't you want that distinction of being God's chosen people? Well, the Judites, now we're talking about not true Judah, there is some precious Jews, some precious, how can I say it? When I say Jew, it just turns my stomach, because you see the name or the word Jew was not used until 1 Kings 16 and 6. That is the first time it was recorded in the scriptures in 1 Kings. So we know that Judah was long before that. So the tribe of Yehuda, there is good Yehudahites. They also migrated out of this sandbox and went on a long journey. Now, a remnant came back out of Babylon to establish as a remnant seed factor the presence of some of Jacob Israel. there was some of all of the tribes still in this area when Christ stood in shoe leather 2,000 years ago. But this is what Christ was taking them to test. Anybody can see this and knows the scripture. When I get through with this series, you'll see it very well. And if you will, order our document that we have on this very subject, I believe it will help open your eyes that you may see. Now, all you got to do to get the document that Russ and I have developed, and for your own insight, we spent a lot of hours getting this ready for you. Now, I said we withheld purposefully a lot of the information is not contained within the document. Now, if you were our disciples and we taught you personally and you were members of our congregation or our church at large, I now have a radio ministry of church at large, meaning that people that have come and got baptized into this great name have become disciples of mine, and I teach them personally. And I show them things of my 42 years of Bible searching and my expertise in this field, and these things I show you at large so that it may enlighten you to begin to see that there's deception under the apple tree. Here we go, in Thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah. Now, if you go to where that scripture is quoted, now they're quoting a scripture, folks, out of the old parchment. Because remember, Herod asked them, said, where is it written that the, and he demanded, where Christ would be born. Christ means simply the word anointed in Greek, means Messiah in the Hebrew. Where is it that the Messiah will be born? And they said, quoted him, in Bethlehem, Judea. Now, I have told you once, I'll tell you twice, that there is no recorded scriptures to verify this, because even in the Old Testament, now they've done some changing back there, but we're going to show you what the prophecy that they were quoting from does not say, that Christ would come out of Bethlehem, Judea. Oh, does that not change the whole complexion? Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, it is so obvious that this is deceit, and that Christ knew that they had changed it when he was 12 years old, when he were taking them to task, because he knew where he'd come from, he knew he was the Messiah, and he knew that they didn't believe it. You see, they tried to kill him, they tried to stone him, and they did several times, because of his doctrine. They hated him like they hate me. Now, most of the time, my trouble is not out of these foreigners that we have lodged here in the United States. It's out of my own household of Jacob Israel. These are they that murmur and complain and go griping all of the way. You have to pull them into revelation. They have been so traditionalized, so traditionally brainwashed in certain areas with these false preachers. You say, you know, buddy, we have false preachers in the identity movement. You got to believe it. Yes, there is false preachers sent especially. You better look for them, especially in the house of Israel. That's where they're coming to deceive who? The very elect. Oh, they sound good. They sound like they've got the pure love. They're always criticizing something or somebody. They are not giving you any solutions to the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break you free of the international Canaanite who is called an Edomite Jew in the scriptures, and we're going to prove how that snake got in the bloodline. He got in through the blood of Judah. Oh, you say, Pastor Buddy, you're really pissing me off. I'm a Judite myself. I don't care what that you are. If you ain't a Truthite, you ain't going to heaven, whether you be Judite, Canaanite, or whatever. You're going to have to straighten up and get the truth. It's the truth that sets you free, not because you can claim Abraham for your father. Hell, the international Canaanite Edomites, they claimed Abraham for a father. And it was true. Christ didn't deny it. You say, oh, he denied it. No, he didn't. He acknowledged it. He said, I know that Abraham is your father. Now, how could he know that Abraham was your father, and yet they'd be children of the devil? Well, it's very simple. They had a fornicated blood in their veins. How did that blood get in there? I preached and taught you on how the serpent got in the house of Israel. If you haven't got my tape on how the serpent got in there, you need to order it tonight before you go to bed. It may save your life. And thou Bethlehem in the land of Judea, where is that at now in the Bible? least though thou art least among the princes of Judah. It doesn't say that in the Bible. For out of thee shall come a governor. It doesn't say that. It don't say that Christ is prophesied to come out of Judah. That has been added by somebody that wanted you to believe that Christ was a Jew. Christ was not, emphatically, Christ was not a Jew. Now, let's go back to the very scripture where that is in prophecy, where they were quoting from. And before we do that, let's go over to the book of the 7th chapter of the book of John. And we will get a take on this. Now, you need to mark these. I'm going to hurry through them tonight. I don't have time tonight, but I will expound on these very things tomorrow night. We're going to start at the 40th verse of John chapter 7. Now, in the book of John chapter 7, let me first read verse 1. Show you how that the Jews loved Jesus. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judah, because the Jews sought to kill him. Wonder why that they didn't like him down in Judah. I wonder why Herod didn't send down into Judah to kill Rachel's children. He went up north into Galilee. Who was he hunting for? He was hunting for the Messiah, the one who would call himself the Christ or the anointed Messiah, though that was which to come. The wise men found him. They didn't find him, ladies and gentlemen, down in Bethlehem, Judea. They found him in Galilee. You say, oh, yeah, well, he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, and then he went back up into Nazareth. Oh, really? Well, if he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, then it shouldn't be written in the prophets of the old parchment. And then I tell you, we got a major problem. It tells you exactly where he was going to be born. Ah, how they have masterfully deceived and deceived everyone that would believe this lie. Now, many of the people, therefore, verse 40, John chapter 7, many of the people, when they heard this saying of a truth, this is the Christ, or this is the Messiah, is what it should read, or this is the prophet. Others said, this is the anointed one, but some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? And they changed it into a question. In the original Greek text, there's no question mark there. It was not a question. This question has been purposely put there to make you think that it was a question rather than an absolute statement. Now, isn't that, don't that change the complexion of this? The statement was, this is Christ, and he shall come out of Galilee. That is the statement, and yet the writers have changed it into a question in the Greek where there's no question there. Now, let's go on. Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David? Well, of course it does. In the 20th verse of Matthew chapter 1, it says that Christ would be born or come through the bloodline of David. Now, isn't it amazing that everybody thought David was a Jew also? Did you grow up thinking David was a Jew? Did you ever wonder why you grew up thinking he was a Jew? You've always heard it preached all your life that David was a Jew, that Jesus was a Jew. Now, when you get to actually looking for the evidence, you can't find any to support it if you know your scripture. You say, well, I can read there in the Bible, glory to God, it says that Jesus was born out of Bethlehem, Judea, Pastor Buddy, and I'm sticking with what it said. Well, you must have line upon line, precept upon precept, and you must have something from the old parchment to guarantee that you're preaching reality in the new, for somebody's been a hold of the text, and ladies and gentlemen, they have altered it to suit their agenda, and their agenda is to rule the world and gain the sympathy of the world that they, quote-unquote, who are they? These are the Edomites, children of Abraham and Shua. Abraham and the Canaanite wife. Judah and the Canaanite wife had children and offspring called the Shelites, and they are now the ones that we are looking at as the guilty party of the Miscegenites, or the mixed of congregation that were standing there in flesh and blood, looking Jesus right in the eye and saying, we're Abraham's children. Christ said, I know that you are Abraham's children, but you seek to kill me. Oh, my. you seek to kill me. Let's read verse 37 of John chapter 8. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. Who were these that were born of Abraham's blood and born of the Canaanite blood? Well, ladies and gentlemen, for example, if you want the truth, Black Pastor Buddy, call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. And I'll give you tomorrow night the passage in the old parchment where Matthew chapter 1, we'll come back and pick it up. I'm all out of time. My how now flies. Oh, somebody that could afford to keep me on the radio for about 6 weeks at a time, I might get to the end of the story. Praise Yahweh, of one subject, and 1 hour doesn't justify me even getting on here to teach you, so I don't do it justice, because there is so much to bring into this deception and the deceivableness of these that have done so. Now, if you want to write me, by the way, thank all of those who called in last night. We had a 10-minute gap. We were cut off 10 minutes prematurely into a program. We apologize for that. That was my fault that we had a card system that was plugged into a 60-minute cycle. We weren't aware of it, so we got cut out 10 minutes. We apologize to you. And for all of those who called or those who emailed, and we had a flood of them, and we appreciate you. We heard from people last night we'd never heard from before. And for that, we are eternally grateful. So you see, all things work to the good of them who love Yahweh. And called according to his purpose. So we got some good conversation in over the telephone. If you're the first-time listener, or you're listening before and you're ever afraid to talk to Pastor Buddy because you thought he's out in left field, well, if you just keep listening long enough, I'll bring you into right field, praise Yahweh. And then when we get up to the plate, we'll hit a home run. We'll all go to heaven together, praise Yahweh, which is our objective here. And you can write me at Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy. That's all you have to put on your letter. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, NEWTAZEWELL, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, that will get you right into where I'm at. If you'd like to call me again, my telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. Tomorrow night, we're going to get right back in, and I'm taking you to the text in the old parchment where it says that Christ come from another location, not Bethlehem, Judea. I'm sorry for all you Bethlehem Judites that think that Christ was born in Bethlehem, Judea. Well, he's not, and we're going to prove it in text right for our document, and I will send you a document that we have written on this very subject. Remember, it is in part. It is not all of the truth that we have on the subject. We withhold, rightfully so, because we got to defend the gospel at all costs. So we don't let everybody see the cards we play. The only ones we play in public is for you. We play them especially for you, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, I'm brought to you by Miracle 2. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a telephone call from one of my sponsors today, Dr. Gary. And a sister out of New Mexico had called him just to thank him for supporting Pastor Buddy. And he said, Pastor Buddy just made my day. Well, those kind of things, ladies and gentlemen, you know, they're so little, but they mean so much to these men that are trying to help and support the gospel I preach. That's Dr. Gary. Call him tonight. You don't have to order anything. Just say, thank you, Doc, for backing this man. Well, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We appreciate you tuning in to the Shepherd's Call. Remember, we took our text in, again, Genesis 49:10. We moved there to 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. We moved from there over to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 6. Now, 1 says that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, Judea. And when Herod demanded of the scribes, those that were responsible, he had them responsible. He says, where in the Bibles does it say that Christ is going to be born? And they said, well, it's written that he will be born in Bethlehem, Judea. Well, that's where we take exception. And then tomorrow night, we'll show you what it actually says and how that one word can change the whole text, just like we'll tell you tomorrow night how Revelation chapter 5 in the Greek changes the whole complexion of the English language. Now, let me just give that to you tonight, as something to sleep on and to think on. In Revelation chapter 5, it says, "Behold, I, the Lion, have overcome." Now, ladies and gentlemen, is that really what it says in the Greek? No, it's not. It says, "I, the Lamb, have overcome the Lion to open the seals into the Revelation." Now, tonight, I'm giving you the seals. Yahweh has called me. I've been called and chosen, purchased and bought by no man. I'm preaching the gospel. I've had 3 millionaires since I've been preaching here in the last 10 years to try to buy my affections or to just pay me to sit and preach to them. Well, that's not my calling, and money don't buy me. I would like to have $1 million tonight. I'd use every penny to get on worldwide television for as long as it would last, and it probably wouldn't last me over a month if I could get on enough stations. I would gladly spend it to get this message that I've preached to you tonight. I believe this is earth-shaking, ground-shaking, trailblazing information, first time that has ever been revealed since it was concealed back in the days, even in the days of Christ. I believe the apostolic fathers knew it through divine revelation. I believe that there's men and women here upon the earth. I'm not the only one. There's others in the earth that knows this. But I have the opportunity to preach it worldwide tonight on radio, and you're hearing it for the first time that I know of anywhere, that Christ did not, was not, and could not have been born in Bethlehem, Judea. He was born somewhere else. You'll find out tomorrow night. Tune in to the show tomorrow night as we go into the expounding of the scriptures of where Christ actually came from. Get you a Greek. I have the Zondervan here. Now, if you get some of the more modern translations, what's happened, they have changed even the Greek text. Now, that is very sad because they caught on. You see, some of the Jews up in Michigan bought the company of the Zondervan Bible Corporation, and they did some major overhaul on that verse. So get you an older one and or make sure that the text reads correctly from the Greek. "Behold, I, the Lamb, have overcome the Lion." Now, the problem is here, it's either the Lion overcoming the Lamb or the Lamb overcoming the Lion. They can't lay down together, ladies and gentlemen. Like you have been told in the book of Isaiah, it is a misdirectional point, praise Yahweh. So go back and read the text real good, and you will understand it is, "Behold, I, the Lamb, have overcome the Lion to loose and open the seals." We have overcome him ourselves. We're giving you some information to crawl out of your tradition, to come out of deceit that the Jews are God's chosen people, when in reality they are not. I apologize for this echo. It is in my headset tonight. I hope it's not in yours. Praise Yahweh. I hope you're coming across receiving the Shepherd's Call real good tonight. And we will see you tomorrow night, Yahweh willing, at the same time. We're talking about 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss this. We're going to put our finger and take it to places your eyes possibly have never been to. And we'll show you the deception of the Pharisees and the scribes as they tried to convince the whole world and have done a masterful job of saying that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea. Jesus, in reality, was a Galilean. He was an Israelite. Praise Yahweh. He was born in the North Country, and we will give you proof, definite proof, of where he was born. We'll also give you proof where the major patriarchs were born and why that this is association to the blessed tribe of Ephraim, the birthright son. Praise Yahweh. Well, Pastor Buddy, my time's all gone. It's been good to be with you. I greet you along the radio network. I'm talking to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Jacob Israel. And if you're not lost no more and you're still Israel, I salute you as fellow workers. Do your job well. Call up somebody and preach the gospel to them before you go to sleep. Yahweh bless you. See you tomorrow night. Until then, I say, Yahweh's truth prevail over the earth.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Standard Time on this great station. Praise Yahweh.